The views of this program are not necessarily the views of KJLL Radio, its management, or its sponsors. The host is solely responsible for its content. Enjoy.
Hey, Arizona, Guy Fieri here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell, on AM 1330, The Jolt.
Welcome to On the Menu Live, dishing out the latest buzz on the local restaurant and entertainment scene. And now, to help you get ready for the weekend in style, here's your host, Matt Russell.
Hey, we got bad news. Matt's not here. He's off with David Cassidy doing something. We're not sure what that's all about, but you've got Mark Irvin, and I've got just a great group of hosts here. And this is definitely not the radio face group. I mean, there's not a group, not anybody in here has got the radio face. I got Jane McCollum with me. We got Britt Ronstadt, who's going to talk about some music. I got my great pal, Bob Gugino. And we've got Amber Haddad, who just knows anything that you would want to know about food. But before we get into that, we want to talk a little bit about what's going on down at Main Gate Square. Jane's going to tell us all kinds of new stuff for the fall here in a bit. But, you know, if you come down here today, dog friendly, from 5 to 8, they've got a bunch of stuff going on down here, but probably first and foremost is the Soros playing at 6:30. That'll be really good. In fact, they're all set up down here. We're sitting outside of Pasco's looking at people walk by, and it's just going to be, a lot of fun. And also, if you come down here, no longer do you have to worry about where do you park. You can park right behind Main Gate Square, and from 5 o'clock to midnight, all the restaurants here will validate you. So I think you're in good shape if you want to come down and have a little bit of fun. Also, this is a special party edition, and we're going to be giving away some stuff for the party. So we've got a trick question coming at you here after a while. And also, Amber brought some nice gift certificates from Fox Restaurants. So we're going to be giving those things out a little bit later on in the show. And let me just tell you who's on the show with me today. I've got Britt Ronstadt, who is lead singer for 80s and Gentlemen, who's going to be playing for us at the party this year. I've got Bob Gugino, attorney extraordinaire, and a good pal of mine. Amber, who knows anything you'd want to know about food, and she is kind of the tough person over at Fox. I mean, you don't want to mess with Amber. And then if you got problems at Main Gate, Jane can take care of all of that stuff for you. So that's kind of where we are. And we're going to move into a little bit of time here talking about the party. Bob, what's the party?
The party is the main fundraiser of the Boys and Girls Clubs of Tucson. And after 29 years of having a formal black tie auction, last year a bunch of maniacs, including the two of us, decided to change it up a little. So we went from black tie to come as you are. And it means just that, as you know. Most of the people were in jeans, shorts, whatever they were comfortable with. And it's held at the Tucson Convention Center. This year it's going to be 2 weeks from tomorrow, October 21st. It is a fun-filled night, great food, and Amber will tell you about that. Fox, our friends over at Fox Restaurant Concepts, feed about 3,500 of our closest friends who show up that night in the best dinner that you will ever receive at as a part of a group that size. And we've got the wonderful entertainment. Britt and her band, 80s and Gentlemen, are going to be rocking the house for three sets, starting at about 5:30, and everybody who listens to them up at the Skybox and many of the other venues they play at just rave about them. We've got a 500-item silent auction. We've got a 10-item live auction of dream trips all over the world, a trip for four to Germany to drive around in a new Mercedes for a week or so. The James House up in Northern California, that's a mansion that's, they say it's second to none. We've got biking trips to Tuscany. We have a live auction, and then we have a concert by a group called Third Eye Blind that all of you music aficionados will know, multi-platinum group. Became famous in the 90s and has gone on strong since then. So it's a wonderful night, all benefiting the Boys and Girls Clubs of Tucson, and tickets are only $100, believe it or not, for all of that. And you can purchase them just in case you were looking to buy yours, Mark, at our website, which is www.thepartytucson.com.
So, and tickets are how much? $100, you said?
$100 covers all of that.
And so I get fed, I get a great concert, and I get to go see all my best friends walking around, and I don't have to get dressed up?
You don't have to get, and you have two great concerts. You get three great sets from Britt and her group, which, when she does her Blondie, I mean, she owns me. I'm all hers with that Blondie routine. And then Third Eye Blind. So how can you beat it?
And don't we have like a little steel drum band? Joe Vert's going to be playing for us out front.
Yep. You found that group years ago, and they are a great welcoming group to play at the top level of the TCC when you come in.
Yeah, I think they're really just a lot of fun. And aren't we going to have kids there? They're going to greet people when they come in.
We'll have kids from the clubs there to kind of show you what it's all about. And the main thing is, it is all about the kids. We have a lot of fun, but this really covers about a third of our budget. To keep our clubhouses running and to keep providing services to the 7,000 kids that we serve in Tucson.
So what does it cost a kid if he joins a club?
It costs a kid $5 during the year and $5 during the summer. And if they can't afford that, we waive it and come up with some other way to allow them to be members. So we don't turn anyone away. But it actually costs us about $700 a year to provide the programs to those kids that really helps mold their lives we get kids from at-risk neighborhoods, as you know, and kids that don't have a lot of direction sometimes in their life. And through our computer, our life skills, our smart moves, we teach them the life values and hopefully steer them away from gangs and the streets, drugs, a lot of negative influences. So the programs we offer are really invaluable in shaping their lives.
So I don't want you to tell me how many clubs are in Tucson, because we're going to get to that later. But, I mean, there's obviously more than one of them.
There is a handful. I'll leave it at that, not to give anything away. But we, as you said, we've got 7,000 kids, over 7,000 kids a year. We operate on about a $3 million budget, and that is all privately raised. We get very little as far as any government grants. So it's through the board that we raise those monies.
Excellent. So really, it's the events that really underwrite the true cost of that. Okay, Bob, we're going to take a quick little break here because we actually have with us, joining us, Yvonne Fouché, who owns Ketavinos. And is she on right now? Yvonne,
Hello?
Are you there?
I am.
There you are. I couldn't quite hear you. So then I got a chance to harass you, you know, just a little while ago, and now I'm back without Matt to protect you. You're in trouble. What's going on down there?
Well, we're just, you know, doing our thing. We're in the middle of our weekly tasting and doing all we can to help people enjoy boatloads of wine around town.
So what's the big seller down there right now?
Oh, boy. What's the big seller right now? Well, actually, I guess I can't answer that. I normally can't answer that. There's a anniversary wine, a wine we had at our party. And it took the number one spot in terms of sales. And then I put it in the tasting last week, and it took the number one spot in terms of sales again. And so I decided to put it in my wheelbarrow as the wine of the month here at Ketavinos. And it's actually the Barbera that I featured on the show last week.
Excellent. So and I'm all right with this. There's no wine there that's less than $100, right? Isn't that right?
There's no wine here that is less than $100. That is correct.
Really, tell us what's going on. How are the wines priced down there? Because everybody's always amazed how you do that.
Well, you know, in terms of the regular inventory, which is domestic as well as wines from around the world, everything is priced under $14.99. So that's the business model, is that anybody can find a great bottle of wine for $30. Finding a great bottle of wine under $15, that takes work, and we do the work. So, you know, we reject 30 to 40 wines for every one we bring in. We're very critical. Sometimes the distributors don't like that, but we just don't bring in anything. It has to be at the top end of the scale in terms of how it gets rated for us. And we also don't adhere to Parker scores and things of that nature, because most of the wines that we have are hard-to-find wines, smaller production wines. And so, therefore, you're not going to find them anywhere. It's kind of, you know, we're the perfect market to bring them into and demonstrate that these smaller wineries are putting out some stellar stuff.
So what's the wine of the week this week?
Well, this week, what I figured, you know, I always pick the wine of the week the day of the show here. And for some reason, I needed a wine that would warm me up. And I'm sitting there thinking, I need a winter wine this week. I've been doing whites and things of that nature. But we went from 108 a month ago to, where are we today, 30? And so anyways, I picked the Cosentino Old Red. And now this is Mitch Cosentino. He's a professional golfer, and he started this winery back in the 80s. And he puts together, he's famous for things like Meritage and Cabernet Sauvignons and Merlot, Cab Franc, Chardonnays. He does a lot of the traditional varietals. And this Old Red is a blend, and it's absolutely amazing because they don't give me any percentages, but the wine, the varietals that are in it are Pinot Noir, Syrah, Carignan, Zinfandel, Merlot, Sangiovese, Mourvèdre, Petit Syrah, and Dolcetto. And then he says, and a few Portuguese varietals, such as Torriga Nacional, Torriga Francesca, and Tinta Cacau. So this is like everything, including the kitchen sink, is in this wine.
Well, that sounds excellent. How's that price?
This is priced, well, once again, this is at the higher end of the scale. So this is a $13.99 wine here in the shop.
Okay.
Now, it's a non-vintage because I think what they do is it's kind of like, you know, the old-time stews. They just keep throwing stuff in. And
like it's
how
so
it
like
goes.
An add-on stews, like an add-on wine?
Yeah, exactly.
I like the sound of that.
Exactly. You know, but it's got beautiful aromas of cherries and baking spices. It's got some bright red fruits on it. There's a little bit of pomegranate in it. And then it has some, you know, some soft tannins. It's not overly tannic, and it has a nice long finish. So this is, and it's really smooth. So this is a really nice wine.
So, Yvonne, I ask you this all the time. If we came to your house after the show, what's going to be open?
Oh, geez, what is going to be open? Well, right now I've got a bottle open at home of last month's wine of the month, which was the Bons Ventos. I also have a Glory Days Merlot open at the house. So you can find just about anything. It just depends on what's quickest that I can grab as I'm running out the door before the alarm goes off.
So when Matt comes in, what does he buy?
Oh, he buys, Matt's very varied in his tastes, and he goes through and he just does a menagerie of different things. He walks through the shop and he grabs this or grabs that. Sometimes he buys it based on the label. Sometimes he buys it based on the price because he just can't believe it's an $8 bottle of wine. He wants to see what it's going to taste like. And I always guarantee him you're going to like it. It's not a dumper. I guarantee that. So he goes through. He's a very versatile guy. He likes to try a little bit of everything.
So do you have to follow him around and like point out the obvious, or does he get it?
Oh, no, he gets it.
He does?
Oh, yeah, he totally gets it. And
we're trying. We need some skinny on Matt. You got to be able to give us something. He's not here to defend himself.
Well, no, he, you know, he's pretty well, he's been drinking my wines for so long now that he's a huge supporter of mine, and he just, he believes. When I tell him he's going to like it, he believes me, and then he usually comes back and tells me he does. So, you know, I guess I believe him.
So I've been asking you this like the last couple of times that I've been on the air, and I've never gotten a straight answer. What is like your favorite? If I, you know, what's always at your house? What could I would always be there? It's got to be something.
Wine.
Yeah, well, I got that. I was just looking for like, you know, a Big Red or a this or that.
I mean, people have said to me time and time again, you know, are all of these your favorite wines? And it's like, well, of course they're not all my favorite wines. What I have to do is I have to figure out what the public's going to like, and then I have to be able to ascertain, is this a good wine for that varietal? But my absolute favorite is Petit Syrah. But I just couldn't have 350 Petit Syrahs in the shop. It wouldn't be a good business model.
Yeah, it might be. A little bit tough.
Narrow.
I think anytime you've got something big and red open, you've always got my attention.
Yeah, and you know, I'm actually such a fan of blends. I love blends. I think that they have just turn what could be a simple wine complex when you start doing a lot of things with a lot of different grapes. So I've really grown to love blends.
Well, Yvonne, as usual, we always enjoy having you on the air. You are just great. We're going to break for a short little commercial here. We hope to see you at the party.
Oh, that'd be wonderful,
wouldn't it? Don't forget to get online, www.thepartytucson.com. Get your tickets now.
All right. Sounds excellent.
Perfect. We'll
discover
take a
warm, intimate, and inviting hideaway in Midtown Tucson where you can meet people and explore new wines. At Catavinos Wine Shop and Tasting Room, located on Alvernon Way, just south of Fort Lowell, we offer more than 350 premium wines from all over the world, all priced under $15 a bottle. Each week, our wine tastings will give you the opportunity to sample a flight of wines alongside some delicious artisan cheeses. And our tasting room is the ideal venue for your next private party or special event. We also stock the latest wine accessories for making the most out of your wine experience. Finding a great bottle of wine for $30 is easy, but discovering a wonderful wine for less than $15 is an art. Let us do the work for you. Catavinos Wine Shop and Tasting Room on Alvernon, just south of Fort Lowell. Come see us today or give us a call at 323-3063. That's 323-3063.
We're back. So I've got my pal Bob Gugino here who always says, I never let him say anything. He says, I'm just a mic hog and I just won't give him any airtime. So I'm going to turn this thing over to Bob for a little bit, and he's got some questions he wants to pose to Amber about the food at the party.
Mark, I'm shocked. I'm almost speechless, but I'm not quite. We have our good friend Amber Haddad with us, and I've known Amber for a little over 6 years from the original opening of Montana Avenue on Grant Road. And speaking of that, Amber, tell us what's happened to Montana and what is it now?
Well, as of a few months ago, we are now Zinburger. So our second location in Tucson is now open and doing great. It's fun just like the first one.
Well, I have to say, I think you've seen me there more than, and you've seen Mark and both of us there more than once or twice. We kind of have this thing about martinis and French fries.
Yeah, kind of you
perfect,
guys are certainly
perfect
making.
Food group. Yeah, perfect food group. Well, we love it, and we're real excited, and we're happy that you brought a Zinburger to the east side. But enough of that. Let's talk about the party and the food. Last year, we called Sam when we created the party and asked him if he'd be nice enough to feed 3,000 people, and when did you get the call suddenly telling you that you were going to be in charge of feeding 3,000 or 3,500 people?
Yeah, I think Sam hung up the phone with you and called me and said, this is what we're doing. I can't say no to Bob or Mark, and this is such a great opportunity for us to give back in Tucson.
It's amazing that you knew that early and you kept talking to us.
We did.
That's very true.
But, you know, and Fox Restaurants very generously donate the food and serves the food, but let's talk about what you serve that night. Give us an idea of when you come to the party, what you're going to have to eat this year.
Well, the great thing about the party is all six of our concepts are represented, so all of our Tucson concepts. So you will have food from North, Wildflower, Blanco, Zinburger. Now we'll have double duty with Zinburger there. It'll be a big, great, big booth. And sauce is all represented. And we do kind of like a heavy hors d'oeuvre sort of thing, but you can sort of, you end up getting a meal from each booth. So a couple of little previews, we're serving our braised beef machaca tacos from Blanco, chips, salsa, and guacamole. That's always a great time. Pork enchiladas from Blanco. We're also doing a great seared ahi tuna over our forbidden rice with soy butter and snap peas from Wildflower. Spike's great desserts from Wildflower. We're doing a sweet butterscotch pudding with a little salted caramel on top. That's always great. Sauce will have meatballs and crusty bread served with it, that great chicken and broccoli cheese pasta, and we'll also do a tiramisu from there. And then some great food from North. We've got the, it's a classic over there, the creamy white polenta served with the braised short ribs and our tutta la casa salad, which is these great meats and cheeses, and our Nutella cakes from there.
Well, you know, you mentioned one of my favorite people, Karen Ames, mm-hmm. a.k.a. Spike.
Yep.
And I think Spike is probably the finest dessert chef in Arizona, for sure. But I've known and loved her for years. Last year at the party, she was making donut holes. And can you tell us how many donut holes she served last year?
We served these great little house-made donut holes in these little to-go Chinese takeout boxes. Spike made 6,000 donut holes for the party last year.
And I think Mark had about 1,000 of those.
At least 1,000. I love donuts, you know.
French fries, martinis, and then
the donuts. Yeah. So, like you said, it's a food group.
Yeah. So, And I know that our good friend Doug from Zinburger was making Zinburgers. How many Zinburgers do you plan on serving this year?
You know, we're prepared to serve 4,000 Zinburger sliders. The thing about last year was everybody tried something from every booth, and then they all went back to Zinburger what felt like twice. So that was definitely, it sold a show.
So, and so people understand, you have basically set up five different concepts that have the colors, the signage from the individual restaurants
mm-hmm.
within the Tucson Convention Center Exhibition Hall.
Mm-hmm.
And then people can just go to and get whatever they want as often as they want, as many plates as they want.
Oh, absolutely. Once you're in, and you're free to eat everything you want.
And as you said, there's quite a selection, and I'll be at that ahi line
mm-hmm.
doing seconds or thirds, I guarantee you that. Tell us, what does it take for you to serve 3,000 or 3,500 people?
Well, it's fun, for sure. You know, we're not, we don't really cater with the Fox restaurants, but we take about 60 employees from our stores and all of our general managers and executive chefs, and we rent basically a mobile kitchen, and we set up right behind the TCC, and we make everything fresh on site and serve all of that food. And so some of the prep is done in our stores, and some of it is done at the TCC. It's just such a great, fun event for everyone, and it takes about 2 days of everyone's attention, but it's time really well spent.
And you guys believe in giving back to the community, and I think this is probably one of the main ways that you do it in Tucson. Is that, I know you do a lot of things, but this is quite an undertaking.
Yeah, you know, Tucson is where it all started for us, almost 14 years ago with Wildflower. And now we have 33 restaurants in four different states, but Tucson is still, you know, it's really the support from the Tucsonans that have grown it. And so we feel like a major employer of Tucson that we have a responsibility to give back, and we've always supported the Boys and Girls Club, and so this event just made perfect sense.
And I know last year that you brought down probably 20 people, Sam, and about 20 of the owners, managers, everybody
mm-hmm.
from Phoenix's team came down. Is that going to happen again this year?
Yeah, in addition to the 60, 65 people in Tucson, we'll have a little corporate support team driving down from Phoenix. And, you know, it's great to have Sam there and have Regan there and all of our ownership. And just everybody gets to see the Tucson community again.
Well, and I really thought it was great last year the way that Sam, you know, really felt at home, because I know this is where he was born and raised and started out, and having them all there was real special, and we really look forward to it again this year.
So do we.
Yeah, it should be a lot of fun. I'm sorry to put you through this, because I know that you put in an endless amount of hours besides, and Amber, you're in charge of Zinburger. You're in charge of all the restaurants in town other than North, aren't you?
Yep, that's right.
So I know how many responsibilities you have, and we just love you for all that you do.
No, well, this is great. It's really, everybody has fun getting out of the store, so this is a great experience for us.
Is there any special surprises that we can look forward to this year?
There may be a few debuts of food from other Fox restaurants that don't reside in Tucson. So, yep, they can look forward to some things.
So for any of you that maybe haven't been to some of the concepts up in Phoenix that we don't have here yet, and I stress yet, hoping that we can talk you into opening a few of those,
mm-hmm.
Come to the party on October 21st, and you'll have a chance to have some absolutely wonderful food. You'll have a chance to bid on hundreds of great items. You can buy a ticket for our super ticket raffle that will have over 100 prizes, including trips and artwork, and it's a great time. So, again, if you are interested, get on our website, www.thepartytucson.com.
Sounds great, Bob. Emmer, thank you, guys. We're going to take a short little break here for a little CNN news and commercial, and we'll be back in a bit.
CNN Radio, I'm Jim Ribble. Jonathan Silver, head of the Energy Department's Loan Guarantee Program, is stepping down. CNN's Dan Lothian reports this comes amid news of the Solyndra scandal. That's the solar energy company that got big federal loan guarantees and then went belly up.
That official who headed up that controversial program, which committed some $38 billion to 40 clean energy projects across the country, he is leaving, CNN has learned, in order to become a fellow over at the think tank Third Way. But the timing of all of this, certainly raising some questions.
President Obama sent a tough message to congressional Republicans today. He challenged any senator planning to vote against his jobs bill to explain why. He says the bill would boost the economy and put people back to work, and he says Republicans haven't come up with anything better. The National Hurricane Center says Hurricane Philippe is some 400 miles southeast of Bermuda. It says it's expected to track well east of it and miss Bermuda. This is CNN Radio.
Ultimate football fans, rejoice. Score a new TV at Sears. With top brands and our price match guarantee, if you find a better price, challenge the call and we'll match it. Plus, give you 10% of the difference. After further review, awesome.
This week at Sears, save $150 on a Toshiba 40-inch 1080p LCD HD TV. Only $399.99. Plus, ask how you can get 36-month special financing on a new home theater system.
It's the ultimate football experience. Only at Sears.
See store for price match policy and offer details. Prices may vary in Alaska and Hawaii. Sale ends 10-8.
I've been riding since I was 17, flat out my whole life, had some medical issues. Then I was prescribed one drug one place, another somewhere else. United Healthcare saw I could be in real trouble if I had taken both drugs together. They spotted the danger and United Healthcare warned my pharmacist in time. We only get one shot, and I want to leave this life exhausted.
We're more than 78,000 people looking out for 70 million Americans. That's health in numbers. United Healthcare.
Ultimate football fans, rejoice. Score a new TV at Sears. With top brands and our price match guarantee, if you find a better price, challenge the call and we'll match it. Plus, give you 10% of the difference. After further review, awesome.
This week at Sears, save $150 on a Toshiba 40-inch 1080p LCD HD TV. Only $399.99. Plus, ask how you can get 36-month special financing on a new home theater system.
It's the ultimate football experience. Only at Sears.
See store for price match policy and offer details. Prices may vary in Alaska and Hawaii. Sale ends 10-8.
I'm Charles Osgood. The true measure of any insurance company comes when you need it the most. And maybe that's why, when it comes to claims, auto owners insurance is known throughout the insurance industry as the no problem people. Since the year 1916, auto owners insurance has been there when you need them. Auto owners insurance, the no problem people. To find the independent insurance agent nearest you, visit autoowners.com. That's autoowners.com.
Well, here we are on a very busy Saturday night. It's about 10 o'clock at night, and we're here at Downtown Kitchen and Cocktails at 135 South 6th Avenue, just a block south of Broadway, and we ran into my good friend, Chef Janos Wilder, who's agreed to spend a couple minutes with us. What's going on, Chef?
Matt, thanks for coming into Downtown After Dark. We do this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights, live music, half-price bar menu. It's the place to be.
Really is the place to be, and it's so busy around here. Everyone's having such a great time.
It's going on here during the afternoon, too. We do a traditional happy hour from 4 to 6 p.m. every day, half-price bar menu, drink specials, and then lunch, dinner, stay for late night. It's happening all the time here.
All with that unique Janos twist, whether it's the great food or the wonderful things happening behind the bar. We just can't get enough of downtown.
Thanks, Matt. So give us a call, 623-7700, or go to the website, downtownkitchen.com.
That sounds great. I think I'll go get a drink. Nice to see you.
Good to see you.
Hey, Tucson, check out Downtown Tucson's newest hotspot, Hub. Lively, fun, and delicious Hub offers genuine made-here fare in an updated historic setting. Real rotisserie meats and classic deli sandwiches, flaky pot pies, burgers and dogs, Hub has something for everyone. Hub's homemade ice cream is a new citywide favorite with eclectic flavors to sit and enjoy or grab and go. Hub's happy hour is every day from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. And if nightlife is what you crave, Hub is open till 2 a.m. every day, offering cocktails, beer, and wines on draft and a late night menu in the Hub Lounge. Located in the heart of downtown on Congress Street, Hub has its own parking lot for free and easy parking at any time of the day. Call 207-8201 or stop by Hub at 266 East Congress Street 7 days a week. Visit hubdowntown.com. Daytime family fun, nighttime urban vibe. Hub has it all. Hubdowntown.com.
Over 2,000 fine wines to complement your meal. Experience the very best. You deserve it. This is Bob McMahon. Join me at my place, McMahon's Prime Steakhouse, Swan and Fort Lowell.
Spend an evening with us at 47 Scott and Scott & Co., located downtown Tucson's emerging culinary capital. 47 Scott, serving modern comfort food for both lunch and dinner in a neighborhood bistro setting. A rotating selection of affordable wines and handcrafted cocktails complement our freshly prepared seasonal menu. Sit under the stars on our cozy brick patio or inside in a comfortable urban setting where we focus on excellent service and hospitality. Enjoy a drink before or after your meal at Scott & Co., our small cocktail lounge located directly next door to 47 Scott. With a nod to the cocktail scene of years past, Scott & Co. features seasonal drink creations unlike any other place in Tucson. 47 Scott, located downtown at 47 North Scott Avenue, across the street from the Pennington Parking Garage. Open for lunch Monday through Friday and dinner Monday through Saturday. Online at 47scott.com. For reservations, call 624-4747. That's 624-4747.
How's it going, Tucson? Jeff Morrow here from the Sandwich King on the Food Network. Thanks for listening to On the Menu Live with my buddy Matt Russell on AM 1330, The Jolt.
Beautiful. We're back here with my special guest, Bob Gugino, and we've got Jane McCollum, Miss Main Gate Square. Jane, what's going on around here?
Well, the best news for all of our restaurants and also our merchants is that we now have an arrangement with the parking garage, the Tyndall Parking Garage, which is located off of Euclid and 4th Street. And we now validate Monday through Friday from 5 p.m. to midnight.
All the restaurants are doing it?
All the restaurants, all the merchants, with a purchase, we validate. So all you need to do is bring your ticket, and they will stamp it on the back, and you turn it in at the cashier, and
off you go.
Off you go.
So Bob Gugino has a question about potatoes that he's been wanting to ask somebody, and I guess my guess is you can't answer it, but maybe you can get him an answer.
I'm wondering, Jane, if you can help me. You know, Mark and I on our bike rides often stop over across the way at Joel's for breakfast.
Wise decision.
They have potatoes that just, I mean, here we are, potatoes again, Mark. This time we're not doing martinis, we're doing coffee and potatoes, but they are unbelievable. Can you find out, can you, like, in their lease negotiations, find out from them the recipe for their potatoes?
I can just ask him.
Would you?
And I'll be happy to get that for you. One of the things that I love about those potatoes is that they're crisp, and I think that's how he does that is the secret to the success of those potatoes.
Well, I've tried to recreate those at home. I mean, I love to cook, and I can never get them exactly. I mean, they're not even exact. They're not even close. I mean, they're over the top over there.
We've even tried tipping extra, and that doesn't seem to get us a recipe. Nothing seems to work.
Well, I'll try to work on Joel. He's resumed dinner service now that summer is over, and he serves dinner also Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights, and that's part of the news going on down at Mangate Square Restaurant. Wilco has doubled the bar size, and they're offering a full cocktail menu. They do specialties, but what their manager, Jonathan, told me is that they really are concentrating on well-crafted classic cocktails. So it sounds like the two of you need to test out their martini and give them your review.
We'll have to call our pal Peter Wilkie and ask him how come we haven't gotten a personal invite down to that, Bob.
I'm a little upset.
I am quite bothered. So, and then there's tapas going on here in town.
There is. Sinbad's Mediterranean started a few weeks ago. Wednesday tapas night from 8 to midnight. And the tapas are a variety of tapas every Wednesday. So you will come one week and get something, and the next week you'll have something entirely different. And then they also have live music or a DJ that night as well. And then Pasco, where we are broadcasting live from, it is featuring their new fall menu. We'll roll out. They're a seasonal restaurant, farm to table food, and next Wednesday that will debut. So those of you who are coming off the summer menu and want to experience the fall, it's a great place to come, and the food is terrific.
Do we ever figure out what this nice thing they brought us out to drink was?
This is
chocolate, whatever this is. What is this?
Hot chocolate with cayenne pepper, and it is absolutely delicious.
That's excellent.
Yummy. And, Jane, I have to tell you, I haven't run into you in a while, and hats off, you know, the Marshall Foundation, and I know you are the person behind it, do such a wonderful job at Main Gate. This truly is such an experience, a combination of known national names in food. We're across from Starbucks, but the locals that you bring in here and how it all fits together and works and the feel that you create is really such a unique experience and such a part of Tucson that I just am marveled how you pulled this off.
Thank you very much.
So is there something else going on? What's this? The barbecue place. What are they?
The barbecue told me yesterday, during the month of October, he's going to be standing outside his restaurant offering samples of his grapefruit food from 6 to 8, Monday through Friday, through the end of October.
Really?
So you just come down here, go outside
the box. We
could
walk down there right now and get that.
You could go over there and sample food from 6 to 8.
French fries? Martinis?
No, veggie samosas, I think. Some sort of juice. I can't recall. But there will be a drink. There'll be a taste of an entree and a taste of an appetizer.
Wow. Now, General Benzazar's got something going on. What do they got going on?
Well, they started Wing Wednesday, and that's from 4 to 10 p.m. upstairs. They do bone-in or bone-out wings, three flavors. They're 50 cents a piece. Tequila cilantro, which I thought sounded really good. Medium hot, and then habanero. And I asked the person I spoke with, are they hot? And he said they are really, really hot.
Hot.
Yeah, they're hot.
Shane, what's up with this little candy store? God, I wandered in there one day, and it was just such a cool little place. What's up with that?
Well, Campus Candy started at Indiana University, and, of course, they recognized that this was a great university street, too. And they have 500 different candies. And you can put it on your yogurt. You can also get salads and sandwiches to go. It's sort of a grab-and-go kind of thing. But just lots of candy, and they're selling lots of candy.
So with the fall weather, I mean, it really is time to come down here. I mean, if you haven't been to the main gate, you need to come down here. And we're sitting here looking at it. They're setting up an art show. We're getting ready to have a concert here in a little bit. There's all kinds of great stuff going on. Jane, thanks for coming down.
Thanks
and
for
just,
having me.
And always, you're just always so gracious for everything that you do in Tucson. Thank you for just being you.
Thanks.
So we're going to move on to a little bit here with some music, and we are very blessed to have our pal Britt Ronstadt with us. And I've known Britt for quite some time, and she's one of my pals. I hope she'll admit that. Bob doesn't much, but I think Britt might. And Britt, you guys just won a fun award. What was the award you won?
We did. 80s and Gentlemen took Best Cover Band in Tucson this year for the Tammy Awards. And it is very much so an honor, and I kind of did my happy dance for us winning in the corner without anyone looking, I think, because I was really excited to win, and we had a lot of support from all of our fans and friends in Tucson. So
that's really neat. Well, yeah. You know, for those of you that may have joined us late, Britt Ronstadt and the band 80s and Gentlemen will be one of three bands that are debuted at the party, which is Friday, October 21st. And, you know, for those that go see Britt as she plays all over town, you know, you just can't help but at least tap a foot or get up and shake a leg. So where are you playing? I mean, where all are you playing this week?
Well, tonight we're playing at O'Malley's on 4th Avenue. That's kind of a regular thing for us off and on throughout each month. We kind of book randomly with them. On Friday we'll be at Skybox, which is our weekly gig that we do every week. We've been there for over 2 years. That always starts at 9:30. Tonight at O'Malley's it'll be around 10:30 or so. And then on Saturday we have the pleasure of playing at the Beer Festival, which is going to be at High Corbett Field this year. So That's gonna be interesting.
How big a crowd is that expected to be?
You know, I think it's definitely like it's in the thousands. I'm not sure how many people overall, but there will be people in and out all day. It's a festival. It should be a blast.
So I gotta ask you a question, and then you know I'm sure Bob is sitting there chomping at the bit. He's dying to ask you something, but I gotta get this one thing out there. So you know, every time I go to see you play, I've never seen you in the same outfit twice. I mean, where do you find these 80s outfits, and who helps you put them together? How does that work?
Well, how could I ever wear the same thing? You know, someone might see it. I could be in a fashion magazine. It would be upsetting. No, I'm kidding. you know, like on the cover of People magazine, she wore the same costume in the same month. Now, I actually, you know, I have always just had an absolute love for style, for clothes. Ever since I was a little girl, when Buffalo Exchange opened down here, my mother would always take us over there. We've always been super thrifty. So I spend a lot of time buying on my own from different thrift stores in Tucson, which are all, you know, fabulous places that do a lot for the city. You know, places like Goodwill, you know, even running around down at Savers, you can find the most amazing things. But I also really absolutely adore the other side on 4th Avenue. They have great costume pieces and accessories. And then I definitely make my way into spots that are more downtown. Hydra is awesome, so really helpful, great people. So I keep it local. I don't really, you know, buy anything online. I do everything on my own, and then I just piece it together. And I've got probably four drawers full, closets full of things that, you know, are all glittery and all zebra. Hot pink is my favorite, so it's all over the board. But and the boys too. You have to, you know, make a mention of the guys' costumes.
What guys, Britt? What guys?
Oh, well, we have to.
The
yeah.
guys in the band?
There are.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
No, they.
Where were they when I saw you?
They're kind of driving the bus. No, they. I'm happy to be here to represent them too. Jason Claybaugh is the other vocalist and the bass player. Andres Ramirez is our guitar player, and Daniel Thomas is our fabulous drummer. And they're great guys. And two of us, Jason and I, are both born and raised Tucson. So it means a lot to all of us just from being here to give back to the Boys and Girls Club and be involved.
We're tickled that you're there, and I think it's so neat, that award. So what can people expect? I mean, how do you guys pick what you're going to play that night? I mean,
We kind of go for the feel, you know, of the crowd. And I think that we're just going to do a big variety. We do everything from rock and roll, glam rock, pop, and new wave from the 80s. So we're just going to totally mix it up. We all sit together and kind of just go through and build up our sets so that we know that we have a great feel that's going to be able to accumulate for the crowd. And I think that it's just going to be, you know, it's going to be all no-brainers. I think people are going to really enjoy it. Everything from Pat Benatar, Madonna, Cyndi Lauper, Culture Club, The Cars, AHA, New Order, Bon Jovi. I mean, we're just going to really rock out. So.
How do you make the transition? I mean, because you sound so good up there. You guys sound so great.
Thank
when
you.
You're doing, you know, one minute you're doing The Cars, and then you're doing Blondie, which was absolutely, I love.
Oh, thank you.
So how do you make that transition from group to group and be so authentic?
Well, you know, it's just taken lots of practice. I mean, our band's been together since November of 2008, and it's just been playing all these great venues in Tucson, just working at it. And it's really just, I think that you kind of just put yourself in the mind frame, you know? You see a song down on the list, you just think, okay, like, I know how people usually react to this. But I think I was telling you earlier, Bob, about how I just, you know, I really treat being in a cover band like being an actress. I really study the songs, and I want to make it, we all want to make our music sound just like you were there, you know, and you're experiencing it from the 80s. So it's just all about, you know, bringing that to the table. And it's a lot of work, but it's definitely paid off for us. So
it is a joy to listen to. I mean, you're so good. And you do like a Starship cover. Did I hear you do like a Starship or something?
I don't think so, but we could put that on the agenda.
It was just, you made a transition from, you know, like, I think it was a Bon Jovi to something else. It was just
something
so different.
Crazy.
It was
yeah.
so crazy. I just couldn't believe that you were
Night,
able to
Night
do
Ranger,
that. Might have been.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. It
oh,
was a lot
well,
of fun.
Thank
so
you.
We're looking forward to having you at the party. You're going to do
well,
three
thank
sets.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
So okay. You're going to be playing starting, I think, as early as like 5:30,
mm-hmm.
your first set.
That's right.
So I really encourage, if you have never seen Britt and her fabulous group, 80s and Gentlemen, I encourage you to come down, because I got to tell you, they're worth the price of admission alone. And,
I'd say so, yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
And then we're going to throw Third Eye Blind on top of it.
I don't know. That's what I'm excited for. I mean, that was like, I had all of Third Eye Blind CDs, and I used to listen to them, you know, and just, I still do. And so when Mark told me that they got them, I was just like, ooh, VIP.
what do you think opening for Third Eye Blind?
It's, you know, it's been like absolutely surreal telling people that. People are just like, wait, say that again? You're playing with who? And I said, yeah, I know. It's so awesome. I mean, for me personally, it's kind of like, you know, the dream. It's really sweet to be able to be with an international act and just.
Well, I think what's really cool about Britt is there was a whole group of people that went out and listened to talent over a number of months and just decided, hey, we gotta get her signed up. So we're going to take just a two-second, not a break. I just got a quick, we're going to let people call in. And I want you to write this number down, 529-3508. You'll probably either get Dan or Stacy, but you got a couple of chances to win. First off, if you can answer this question, and the answer is not six, how many Boys and Girls Clubs are there in Tucson? Actual clubhouses. And again, the number's not six, so don't give me the six. And then second, Amber has brought a couple of gift certificates from Fox, and so there we got two $50 gift certificates. Caller number 3 and caller number 4 get that.
Has this ever happened to you? Let's say you're out for happy hour on a Friday night, and after a few cocktails, you and your friends decide to stay for dinner, which includes a couple glasses of wine. And when it's time to go home, you ask yourself, am I really able to drive, or shall I just call a taxi? Well, Arizona's DUI laws are very strict, so driving yourself is just plain stupid. On the other hand, calling a taxi means that you have to find a way back to your car the next day. And we all know how inconvenient that is. The next time you're in this situation, leave the driving to the Entourage Transportation Group. A phone call to Entourage quickly dispatches an electric scooter to your location, and a fully licensed and insured driver neatly folds the scooter up, places it in your trunk, and drives you home. In your own car. When you arrive home, the driver simply unpacks the scooter and drives off to the next call. Both you and your car are home safe. Take this number down and keep it handy whenever you go out for drinks and dinner. You'll be glad you did. 909-0100. That's 909-0100. Or check them out online at entouragetucson.com.
Where's everyone meeting for the hottest dining, shopping, and nightlife in town? Main Gate Square, of course. Just west of the University of Arizona Main Gate on University Boulevard. A casual walk around the two-block square will take you to more than 50 of Tucson's most exciting restaurants, cafes, retailers, boutiques, and salons. Experience the best of international cuisine, including French, Thai, Greek, Indian, Irish, and a host of other restaurants representing virtually every corner of the globe. And when the sun goes down, Main Gate Square is the place to be for live music, dancing, wine and beer tastings, art exhibits, and other special events. And did I mention the shopping? Come see what all the buzz is about on University Boulevard between Park and Euclid. Visit www.maingatesquare.com to find out what awaits you today. By day or by night, there's always something here for everyone at Main Gate Square.
Okay, we're back. We are back. And we're trying to give away a couple of tickets to the party. Those are worth $200. Get you in. Great time. Get to see Third Eye Blind, our pal Ronstadt and her band, Ladies and Gentlemen, and the Joe Verge Steel Drum Band, and great food by our pals at Fox Restaurant Concepts. It's all there. And we haven't even talked about the Partini slide yet. How'd we miss that, Bob?
The Partini slide, Mark. How did we miss it? Four Partini slides, and not the Partini slide. Tell me what a Partini is, because I can't remember.
Well, you know, we were sitting around with the guys at Fox one day, and we came up with this crazy idea. The party should have a signature drink. We decided to create a Partini, and I can remember people looking at me saying, what's in it? And I said, I have no idea. We just the concept guys. You guys got to go figure out what's in it. So they created a really, really great cocktail for us. And, you know, if you come to the party, we'll tell you what's in it.
And, Mark, how much is actually libations at the party? Every drink is $5. Is that correct?
$5.
Soft drinks are like $2.50.
Right.
But you can get a Partini, you can get a martini, a beer, whatever you want.
Any adult beverages, $5.
And the Partini slides, you've got those manned this year with people from where?
Those are all coming from our buddies over at P.F. Chang's. They're providing all the bartenders. So Richard Blanos and crew over there, you know, this is their second year they've done this for us. They've done it for 10 years with the event, as you know. So pretty fun deal. So I'm curious if we got anybody that called in and claimed those tickets or any of the stuff with Fox.
What we have is Ron, who's taking you up on the trivia challenge. Ron, you there?
Ron, lay it on me, pal.
Hey, hi. I'd like to guess how many clubs are around the city here. I think there's 8.
You are close, but no cigar.
Wow.
Very close. Very close.
Any consolation prize?
Well, were you the 4th or the 5th caller?
Well, no.
You weren't. Oh, no. Sorry, pal.
I'll try
you
calling
back. You can
call
back right back and guess again.
Bye-bye.
In a place that has that.
When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown. When you've got worries, all the noise and the hurry seems to help, I know. Downtown. Just listen to the music of the traffic in the city. Linger on the sidewalk where the neon signs are pretty. How can you lose the light so much brighter there? You can't forget all your troubles, forget all your cares, so go downtown. Things will be great when you're downtown. No final place for sure. Downtown. Everything's waiting for you.
Take me to the street. Take me to the street. We're coming in your way. Take me to the street. Yeah. Take me to the street.
KJLL, South Tucson.
CBS News, I'm Bill Whitney. It's part of a man's annual physical, a prostate exam, and a PSA test to check for prostate cancer. But some experts say it does more harm than good. The U.S. Preventive Service...